Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The elect are fully and completely justified in the courts of heaven by no action of their own. Yet there is another perspective of justification that does involve the mind of men. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. The continual offerings under the law given to Moses, though done in obedience, could never take away sin in the court of heaven, nor in the conscience of man, because those continual yearly sacrifices only served to testify that sin was a continual problem that could not be taken away in this fashion. But the bringing in of a better hope did solve this problem. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. The Lord justifies his people by his knowledge, as Isaiah wrote. They are made by his grace to comprehend the glorious work which he has done in their behalf. They are made to rejoice in him and to be reconciled to God. He has wrought faith in them that they might believe his precious promises and embrace the glorious truth of complete and utter justification in his sight. For I through the law am dead to the law that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Those who by the grace of God have believed the gospel are not only justified in the courts of heaven, but also in their mind. Paul said, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gospel message is a message of reconciliation. Indeed, God is reconciled to his elect. But the preaching of the gospel exhorts the sons of God, be ye reconciled to God. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Are you reconciled to God in Christ?